Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. A show out there for all of you entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. He's the expert entrepreneur on the scene.
Good evening out there.
And my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine this evening. How about yourselves?
I'm doing okay.
Doing great.
I think we need to let the people know what the show is all about.
I agree.
Bobby's got a couple of clips. All right. Or a clip that he's going to play for
all
of you people.
Tell them to listen up.
Or you want to be entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs. And so, Bobby, if you got it, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show, and simply by going out to our Tantalk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com. You can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show, because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me, because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we see you. For all of you want to be entrepreneurs and those that are entrepreneurs, I'm going to assume that you go through the part of always wanting to be an entrepreneur, or you go out and you find employment like most of us, or like I did in the past, and then you decide you want to become an entrepreneur. And so we're here to help those that have made that decision or considering to make that decision. However, we have a special guest coming on tonight. Since this is our
second
show, we thought we'd spend a little time telling you who we are. And rather than have us tell you with us asking questions, we have a guest coming on that's going to ask us some questions. And so We don't know what questions she's going to ask, but hopefully it's a she, number one. But she's coming on, and she's going to ask both myself and Mr. Dukes various questions, I guess, centered around entrepreneurship. So I'm going to welcome our guest, if the guest is on. Our guest's name is Dee Wilkins. And Dee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good evening, Ms. Wilkins.
We're doing fine. Thank you very much for taking the time out to sit down with us and ask us some questions. And at some point, we'll get to the point of asking you some questions, but not on this show at this time. And however, not too far in the future, so get ready. But Dee, you want to tell us just a little bit about who you are very quickly, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and get into the meat of things.
Of course. Well, my name is Dee Wilkins, and I am the senior editor of Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine, located in the lovely city of Temple Terrace, Florida. I have been in business for quite a number of years, and the magazine itself has been operating for the last 7 to 8 years. And we are always looking for entrepreneurs, young men and women, or seniors for that matter. If you've decided that business is for you, give us a call.
Okay. And you can reach her simply by looking at the number right in front of you, 727-441-3000, and we will make sure that he gets all of your messages. So, number's right there. So, Mr. Dukes, are you ready?
We are ready.
We're going to take a short break.
And all my guests out there, don't leave. We'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Heinzman Dukes, getting ready to share our entrepreneurial experiences. Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And the subject line, put employer. Again, that's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Money!
Money, 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 money.
That's what we want a little bit of. And hopefully you entrepreneurs, I guess you're an entrepreneur because you want to make some of that money. However, that's not going against all you job seekers as well. But it's just designed to let you know that we're serious trying to make money, and we are entrepreneurs ourselves in a sense. We have Dee Wilkins on the line. She is our special guest that's going to, I guess she's gonna shake our minds up a little bit, so we're going to let her do her thing. Dee, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I definitely am.
Okay. We are ready, I guess.
All righty. Well, I think that it's going to be as bad as you make it sound. I'm just going to ask a few questions that I'm sure your listeners would be very interested in finding out about you and Mr. Duke, in case they haven't had the opportunity to enjoy your show previously. So one of the questions that I have is, I'd like for Mr. Dukes to please tell us who you are and what do you do?
Well, you know what? That's a very question, Mr. D. I wasn't expecting that. But anyway, I'm Heinz Madukes. I'm a retired Air Force. I own my own business for 18 years. I taught high school for 12 years, automotive, basic automotive. And right now, I'm a freelancer. So, as an entrepreneur, I'm still looking for higher flights to travel. I'm not yet ready to quit. I'm indulging in other business in my profession. And so, basically, that's who I am.
Well, what's the name of your company?
The name of my business was Duke's Friendly Auto Repair, located in South Tampa.
Where is that at?
Where, in South Tampa?
Yeah.
And located in South Tampa, which is located off of Ingram Street. Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever been to Picnic Island? You pass right by it.
That in Florida, or is it, where is it at?
Yeah, that's in Florida. That's in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
That's in the Tampa
okay.
Bay area.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Just want everybody to know.
I want everybody to know that it is in Tampa.
Okay.
Even though I don't operate the shop, it's being operated under two different individuals, very good individuals. One is named Brian Sturm, and one is named, collision side of it, is named Ortega Roland. So if you desire some work, look them up.
And that's, you mean work on your automobile, of course.
Yes, ma'am. We do. They have collision and on the car.
Mr. Gene Hodge, let me ask you the same question. Can you please tell us who you are and the name of your business and some business situation that you have?
You want situations as well, huh?
I'm
Eugene Hodge. As you know, I'm the host of the Employment Opportunity Hour show, and now the host of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour show. But outside of that, I'm the CEO and founder of HodgePodge Training. We are a workforce optimizing training company. We're introducing a learning model process that helps individuals to find enjoyable employment throughout their working career based on recognizing the skills and abilities that they have that motivate them and always have been motivating them. And so we help individuals to recognize what triggers them so that they can be productive and happy working. And we help employers to train their in-house employees using the same process and the same model so that they get the best out of the workers that are there. And that's about it. I've been doing this for about 20 years, and I've had staff, and we run programs in colleges, State Department of Labor, things, programs like that. We've helped, I'm going to say, about almost 3,000 people with full-blown programs and over 10,000 workshops and seminars.
Well, while we have you at this particular time, Mr. Hodge, can you tell us what motivated you to start your business?
Oh, that's a good question. I got motivated just based on a series of experiences in working in corporate America and in having a vision or a vision or a thought that said that we could produce better workers if we focused on what they were good at doing. And so since I had kind of grown in the corporate arena and got out in the professional arena, I did not know I could do those things, which meant somebody had to choose me for all that I've done. I mean, so I thought that why wouldn't we teach individuals to recognize what we see them capable of doing and lead them into their future? And so what I'm introducing is a different way of finding employment, but more so based on enjoyment, but really based on what we see in you instead of you seeing you, because you can't see you. The rest of the world can see you. So that's how that took off.
All right. And how about you, Mr. Dukes? What motivated you to start your business? Because you are a Air Force gentleman, and automotive seems to be a little bit of ways, unless you got your training of some background in the United States Air Force.
And you're right, Miss D. I put a few years in the Air Force. As a matter of fact, I put 23 and a half years in the Air Force. And I made it to the top three ranks of the enlisted group. But as I got close to beginning to look at myself to retire to the Air Force, and I said, what am I going to do? And I looked around, and as Gene teaches, do what you do, what you know that you can do. And automotive was my end, was what I could do. And I decided to open up my own business after I retired from the Air Force. But actually, I opened it up before I retired from the Air Force. I opened it up probably 3 years before I retired from the Air Force, and I worked it. It was like a part-time job. I worked it after I got off my Air Force job for 2.5 years, and when I retired, I went full blown. I rented me a bigger place, and I had good clientele, and the clientele patronized me, and I wanted to give them the best I could give them in the automotive world. I didn't think nobody else out there could do it better than I could do it, even as a small individual, as a small shop, as they say. But I was I was able to expand my shop to 4 bays, 6 employees, before I decided to relinquish the business. And I really didn't want to relinquish the business, but family became kind of loose on one end. They thought I was putting more time in the automotive world than I was putting at home. So I had to make a change, and that's what really caused me to go into the classroom, which I never have regret. I've always enjoyed that. So that's what motivated me, was to start my own business, because I didn't really want to go work for nobody else.
I think that most entrepreneurs have that particular concept, that particular zeal. But I see that you also tested the waters before you actually left the service. And while I'm on that particular topic, let me take the moment to thank you so very much for your service. We all appreciate it. A great sacrifice, not only for you, but for your family, too.
And thank you very much for that.
Yes, sir.
You're right. That was my biggest motivation, is that I didn't want to go back to work for nobody. I wanted to see if I could do it my own. So, as you said, I had the opportunity to test. And back at that time, when I was getting ready to retire, the Air Force offered us what we call a workforce program. They give you so many days that you could work outside of your job. You could go out in the civilian world and find something that you wanted to do or you thought you wanted to do. And you could do that for 30 days. And that gave me a great desire to do it more after I had that 30 days of testing the water, as you said. And on that same note, that's how I met Mr. Gene. Somebody referred him to my shop, and he talked me into coming in with him.
Really?
So that's how I got in the studio, behind a microphone. Never thought I could sit behind a microphone.
Does that mean I have sales ability?
Yes.
Or
to
something.
Me. That's it, Ms. D.
Well, I know that we probably have a break coming up, so I'm going to give you gentlemen an opportunity to rest up from me and follow through with the break.
Well, let me just say, we're going to take a break in about 2 minutes, but let me just ask Mr. Dukes, based on your entrepreneurship, would you do it again, or would you want to go back to work, or what would you want to do?
Continues to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
That has no desire to go back to work for nobody. Yeah. I am probably right now being coerced to come into another business, but I've been considering it strongly because I have a love for, and I like the technology today of the new automobile, which most people don't understand. They're so computerized, they got more computers in them than airplanes have, and we know airplanes has a lot. So they are more interested now than they were in my early days.
Okay. Well, that's
I might consider
something to think about.
Something to think about. As Mr. Watts say, why not? Why not learn all I can learn? Why not do all I can do? I got to stay here until I die. So why not? Why not?
Yeah, you're here with me. So if I just say, so why not?
That's
why
really
not?
Why not?
Why but, not?
But you're listening to Dee Wilkins. She's interviewing us, unrehearsed, and he has a broad background with interviewing people and long, as well as entrepreneurs, as well as many jobs in the corporate arena herself. And so we selected her to give us the mindset to, I guess, to answer questions. You know, so hopefully we can share some of that out there with you. If any of you would like to share some of your comments or ask a question, the number's sitting right in front of you, 727-441-3000. We're going to take a short break so that you have a chance. And then we're going to come back with Dee asking us more questions. And so this is Gene Hodge here with Heisman Dukes and Dee Wilkins. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Don't change the dial. We'll be back.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Don't let nothing get in your way. It's going to be a challenge. Make it fun and go after it.
And that's why we're here. We're here to help you. And you can help us in this Entrepreneur Hour.
So I got a long way to go being an entrepreneur. I need all the help I can get.
And we still need help.
I mean, but in addition to the help, I need many, many things. But we have a special guest on the phone. Her name is Dee Wilkins. She is the editor of Impact Magazine, but she's is the one designated to put us through the drill in terms of our first
interview.
I guess our first interviews right now at this point. So, Dee, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I think we might be ready.
You know? Yes,
ready
we are.
Okay,
well,
go ahead.
What's the question that I have? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hodge. The next question that I have is because I know that business of any kind, there are always roadblocks that could put a little damper, even as Mr. Hodge indicated earlier that he wanted to test the waters. I think that sometimes it's good to do that because of the barriers or some situations that you might be confronted with. So with that in mind, can either of you, well, both of you really, I'd like to know what roadblocks have you encountered? And let's start with you first, Mr. Dukes.
Well, I would probably say that the largest roadblock I encountered was in my professional was locating the right place, locating a place that I could do the type of work that I wanted to do and be able to be licensed for that place and have the grounds that I needed to work on and being able to offer my customers a good feeling about coming to my establishment, being clean, have seats that was easy for people to use, and try to be and have a good relation. But to answer your question, the roadblock that I really ran into, I really didn't plan as I should have. And I think in entrepreneur, going into an entrepreneur business, you need to sit down and really plan. And I really didn't plan when I first got started. But I learned along the way through a lot of errors and mistakes that I made in my first 2 years. So I tell any entrepreneur, before you try to test the water and want to know if you really have your mind made up what you want to do, sit down and make a plan and make sure those plans that you make are what you're going to follow. And that was one of my errors. That was probably my biggest error.
Okay.
I think okay. that when you are so transparent and that you realize that, of course, we know that we're supposed to have business plans mm-hmm. and we're supposed to see our tax accountant and follow the basics, mm-hmm. there's always something mm-hmm. that either does not fit in with the business plan itself.
That's true.
Or something that might be outdated by the time you decide on where you want to go and what type of business that you'd like to be in. Mm-hmm. So for you to be that sincere and that transparent, I think that's wonderful because that helps other entrepreneurs realize that when you take that step of faith and you step out into the business world, you will encounter different barriers, challenges. All of that is going to confront you, and it's how you go through that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. So that is true.
I want to ask the same question to Mr. Hodge.
Yeah, that's a great question. I've had many roadblocks, and because I had an idea, and I decided to step out on that idea. I thought it out as best as I could, but the bottom line is that I could only go as far as I could go, and then I could see further. So the biggest roadblock is introducing something that it's very difficult for the mind to conceive without going through some exercises. And so it's a roadblock it's the roadblock for me with my audience based on the way that we are taught in our system. And so introducing a different technology or a different way is very difficult. Like any other invention, it's very difficult for people to grasp, and I'm going through that that stage of feeling like I'm blocked, but in reality, I may not be. And maybe based on the things I've done already. So that's about the biggest challenge I had is me challenging me as far as the roadblock. I'm the one in my own way. And so I've kind of realized that because of the task that I'm taking on, I've had an awful lot of help. And so I appreciate all that.
Mm-hmm. And I think once again, because you are sincere and once again taking and being accountable to the fact that, yes, I know that I am presenting a concept, an idea that is probably against most of the traditional learning and teaching and whatnot concepts. However, the fact that you once again believed enough in what you are doing that you took that step, and even though you are encountering different challenges along the way, you've still been able to break down a great number of barriers, and I certainly can attest to that on my own.
Oh, yeah, so that's part of the adventure.
Appreciate. I'm sorry?
See, that's the adventure of being an entrepreneur. It's an adventure. It's something that you step out on and go try it out.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't work, then you try something else, and you keep trying something else, because the option is you could always go back to work for somebody else.
And, of course, you've already explained to us many times that we must make sure that we enjoy what we're doing.
Enjoy what you're doing.
That's right.
Including the mistakes. That's how you grow. You grow through the mistakes.
If I may interject.
Yeah.
I never looked at a mistake as a downfall.
No.
I looked at the mistake that I know what I don't need to do anymore. I know what I need to do the next time so I don't make that same mistake. A mistake is a learning process. When you make a mistake, you learn from it. You learn how to have a relationship with other people. In a small business and being an entrepreneur, you got to have a good relationship with your customers. If you want regular customers, if you want a customer today and not one tomorrow, you won't have a good relationship and you won't have a successful business, I believe. And a lot of customers like to talk to you, and you must spend a few minutes with them. It's hard in my profession because you have three or four people want to talk to, and you can't talk to all of them at one time. But you got to have that relationship that they know you're sincere about what you're doing. And you must always have the faith that you know you can succeed if you keep the faith and press on.
I want to add something to that, though. One of the biggest problems that I see out there is that so many people are taught or believe they cannot make a mistake.
Right.
And so when they do, they really feel bad about themselves, or they blame the other people and all that sort of stuff. But I see growth as being done or happening by making mistakes along the way, because it doesn't stop. You'll continue making mistakes until you go off this earth.
You make mistake every day.
But when you welcome the mistake, that's when you can solve the problem.
As my instructor told me, it's not the mistake, it's how you deal with the mistake.
Exactly.
So you have to pick yourself up and get up and move on. And you may get knocked down again, but you get back up. The goal is to finish it.
And have fun on your way.
And enjoy it on your way, getting it accomplished. So entrepreneurship is not an easy task. And I personally think it takes a rare individual to have an entrepreneurship. Everybody can't deal with an entrepreneur. Everybody cannot deal with people. And I believe that entrepreneur, you must love people. You must like people. And you must be able to get along even with the worst people, with the worst person, with the ugliest person. You got to be able to get along with that person.
Well, you got to know who your customer is.
Right.
because your customer is the one that pays you for your service or product that you have. And so not understanding that, you may turn off a lot of people.
And you will.
You know, yeah.
You might get away for a while, but it'll catch up with you.
Well, gentlemen, I would really be remiss if I did not acknowledge another point, and that is that Mr. Eugene Hodge is also a veteran and has served in the United States Armed Forces, and we want to take this moment to thank him for his service to our country as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I should have said something when Mr. Deuce was talking about his background. My military experience was a little different. However, one of the primary reasons that I've started a company introducing a different process is because of what I experienced in the military. And so it gave me a different way of looking at human productivity, human development, and I could not have gotten that without going through that experience. But in the military, there's so many different roles by which our military, our government, needs people to do so many different types of things. And so you could be in the military and sweep floors, and you can be in the military and be a scientist, a biologist, a space explorer. I mean, there's just so many different types of things of which they need humans to fill certain positions. And so it's very important to understand that the military is, it's probably be just like working in any other company. Mm-hmm. You just have to follow a few orders, that's all.
Yes, that you do. But you still have a opportunity in the military. If you utilize it, you can be successful in the military, and you can be successful when you leave the military. The military prepare you for the world, even though you left the world and went into the military. But when you come back into the world, you come back as a different person. And you have picked up knowledge, and you have dealt with people, and you have learned how to have a relationship with people.
Yeah.
So I has nothing against the military. I had good success, and I think it all depends. As Gene said, it's a mindset.
That's what I said. I didn't say I agreed with it either. But I did.
You probably
say,
don't. He never agreed with what I say.
I went through it. However, we're going to take a short break because our time is winding down here. You're listening to D. Wilkins. He's the question tonight, but we'll be right back and give her just a little bit more.
We're going to give you a few more minutes. So don't go away yet. We'll be back.
Okay, we'll be right back.
You know, there's a free Social Security program called Ticket to Work to help you try working again gradually without risking your benefits. My Employment Options is an authorized SSA employment network in the free Ticket to Work program, specializing in work at home and local job placement in 47 states for job seekers on SSDI or SSI. Our clients receive a personal job counselor to help them every step of the way in finding the best job fit, and also have a staff certified benefits counselor for help with benefit questions. Apply for our free job placement help and career services online anytime at myemploymentoptions.com. That's myemploymentoptions.com.
Coming soon, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
I don't know how I know, but
going to say, look here to find that purpose.
Right here.
I say this on both shows.
On the Entrepreneur Hour.
That all the things you find yourself doing, there's a purpose behind that. Unless you have an enjoyable job, or in this case, unless you have an enjoyable business. But there's a purpose behind everything you do. The difference is you're the doer. Most times we can see the purpose. So whatever you find yourself doing that you enjoy doing is doing something that makes you productive, whether you're an entrepreneur or someone employed. Okay, so I just wanted to just say that. We just had a brief commercial by a company called Employment Options. I'm just going to say this company helps people with disabilities to become entrepreneurs as well. And so I just wanted to mention that so that you know it fits into both jobs and entrepreneurs. We are listening to Dee Wilkins, and we got about 8 minutes left or something like that. Dee, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, thank you very much for hanging in there and hanging on. We really appreciate you. Are you, you got more for us?
Just a couple of more questions, if you don't mind. I wanted to make sure that we covered not only the hardcore part of business and becoming an entrepreneur, but even in such situations as just getting to know your customer, encountering perhaps a customer who may not have the same viewpoint as you in any situation. So I'd like to know how you would handle, because I know that there are times when we can find a little humor, even at the best of situations.
Correct.
There's always a little humor to make the day go a little faster and a little brighter. So have you gentlemen encountered any particular memorable situation that you found humor rather than it could have gone a different way?
Well, let me just say this. We're picking up a little bit of static, and so I'm not sure where it's coming from, but could you just briefly ask that question again?
Of course. I was saying that, can you remember during the course of your business, any time where there was some humor during the course of the day, a situation that could have gone a different way, but it didn't because you found a little chuckle to keep you moving?
I've decided to go first in this case.
Go ahead.
I grew up, I'm just going to say partially stuttering, which I hope that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but at one point I had stopped talking to people. Then I decided that I would just talk anyway, which means I laugh along with the people now that might laugh at me until they stop laughing, and then I stop laughing. Yeah, but I continue to talk. And so in my case, I believe that's getting over the hurdle, but the difference is it's not just me talking. I mean, I've taught in the university system for about 20 years. I'm professional training, and I've taught in the military, and so I don't know what I got that makes people want to choose me. Yeah, but I can laugh about this, which means it's okay if you laugh. How's that for an answer?
That's cool. Thank you.
I don't know. You know, in my profession, you run into all kinds, and you have some that sometimes they wants to snap you off or turn off from you. I don't know. I always found some way to create some humor in that individual that had that nasty attitude. If something didn't come out right, they come back and want to chew me out or give me a hard time. And I don't know, I just had some knack of the way to make a humor out of it and when we left, when we ended it, we was very good friends and a good, very good customer. But in the long run, you're always going to have some, and that's something you got to be aware of.
Yeah.
And sometime you have to, you may have to eat it. And when I say eat it, you may have to do something different to please that individual. My goal, one thing you asked the question earlier, what motivated me? I wanted to be, in my profession, I wanted to be the honest guy. No matter what happened, I wanted to be the honest guy. If I couldn't do the job, I tell you, I can't do the job. But I want you to feel that you got the best job you could have got no matter where you went when you left my facilities. And those moments arrive. You're going to have those moments. And I just say you got to have God in your life. Most people don't believe that, but that's my feelings about it. That's it.
Okay.
Well, I think that speaks volume in itself, and I certainly do want to take this opportunity to thank both of you, because I know that it is very difficult to answer questions on the cuff, but at the same time to deliver the vital information that all who are anticipating becoming entrepreneurs, that they have an idea of from someone that's really been in the business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's, we're still picking up a little bit of static somewhere.
Is there a speaker on in the background by any chance?
Maybe, Ms. D, do you have a speaker?
No. Okay. Any windows down, anything like that?
I don't know, it just started. It just came up. Go ahead.
Not me.
Something that just started. Okay, we're being bugged, I guess.
We about
it happens.
So,
you know, but.
Well, are you able to hear me now?
We can hear you. It's an interruption.
We can hear you, but there's like a buzzing sound along with your voice.
We can go to the Why Not clip and.
Okay, but Dee, I'm going to say thank you very much. Our time is up anyway.
We really thank you so much.
We really appreciate you running us through your interviewing process. Hopefully we gave out some answers that are acceptable. And hopefully you come back and join us and we'll interview you one day. How does that sound? Okay. So so I'm just going to say thank you very much right now, and we are going to shift off from there. And Dee, thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ms. Dee.
Okay. Now, you mentioned or heard something. We're here for entrepreneurs, and we have a clip that we're going to play for you. Just in case you're pondering about becoming one or trying it out, I just say try it out, but I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear this other guy. His name is Alan Watts, I believe, and it's titled Why Not, and here it is.
I want you to ponder these four questions. The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Why go this far? Why try to learn this much? Why study? Why put yourself out? Why try to earn as much as you can earn, share as much as you can share? Why try to become all that you can possibly become? Why develop yourself to the full? Why try to do it all? Why try to take on this much responsibility? Develop every skill you possibly can, see every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can. Why do that much? Why go that far? Why share that much? Why give that much away? Why try to see everything? Why try to do everything? Why try to become everything? The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question. Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion? I want you to take that personal. Why not? Why not? You've got to stay here till you go. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Why not see how much you can do, how far you can go? Now here's number three. Why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world.
Okay, take this light and go run with it. That was by a person by the name of Jim Rohn. I apologize, I said another name at first, but that's Jim Rohn. You can find many videos out on YouTube, many messages for him. We selected this one. Hopefully it helps many of you. And I just say, why not try it out? It's just that simple. Try it out, and that doesn't work, try something else. And that doesn't work, try something else. But life is about trying it out. And hopefully if you're doing it because you want to, then you're growing and learning, which is a little different than someone else wanting you. But that's all I'm going to say. Well, Mr. Dukes, I'm glad you were here today for our first interview. I think we're going to get grilled a little bit more later on. We'll open it up to you outsiders out there. You're going to be welcome to give us a call
give
and
us
hear
a call.
Our knowledge.
Let us know. Let us hear from you out there.
Plus, we want to know some of your concerns. What types of things do you need as an entrepreneur? And we will try to share as much as we can with you. And that's about all that I can say.
Yes.
But the show is designed to help you make that step and grow from there. So that's what I wanted to say.
We wanted to set this show up so it would be beneficial to you and to us. And to the new entrepreneurs that want to take this journey. This is a long journey, but let me tell you, it's an enjoyable one.
If you make it enjoyable.
You can make it enjoyable. It
comes along with mistakes.
That's right.
Ups and downs.
Ups and downs, bumps in the road. And we just give it all we got.
Okay.
And keep the faith, and it'll all be all right.
Okay, I hear some music. Which means our time is up. This hour has gone by. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour. But I want you all to know that all the things that you find yourself doing, that you enjoy doing, you literally haven't done it your way. We're just trying to get you to find enjoyable employment or start your own business and get more enjoyment because you're doing your thing. So just go do it your way. We're out of here for the time being.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.